For CJLO News, I'm Sasha Thiemann. In local news, in a letter posted to Facebook, two members of Cut the Crap said they will not be voting for their colleague's re-election to the CSU. CSU General Coordinator Chris Kalafatidis and Academic and Advocacy Coordinator Patrick Quinn say they don't agree with how Isaiah Joyner and Eduardo Malorni handled their mandates as counselors and don't support their platform. Joyner and Malorni are current members of Cut the Crap, the governing slate of the CSU. They are running unopposed in a new slate called We Got You in this week's general election. They claim the quote, "Got you," says the letter, but they never had us. Online polls are open until 9 o'clock April 10th. In national news, Indigenous territories across Canada have been bracing for the COVID-19 pandemic. Members of the Heiltsuk Nation located in BC's Central Coast are urging tourists to stay away from their territory to prevent the spread of infection. Checkpoints have been set up in Newfoundland and in Labrador to halt all forms of non-essential travel, given that many of this territory is occupied by First Nations members. More First Nations members in New Brunswick have also imposed non-essential travel restrictions to protect the safety of the population, given that the health of First Nations are already at a disadvantage when compared to non-Indigenous people. Despite the imposed social distancing measures, the Mi'kmaq community has found creative ways to stay connected via social media, allowing members of the community to interact with family and friends, all while maintaining their traditional norms. In international news, a tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York City has tested positive for the novel coronavirus. The tiger's name is Nadia, and she is a 4-year-old Malayan tiger who is believed to be the first known case of an animal being infected with COVID-19 in the United States. Nadia is not the only animal thought to have been infected, though. 6 other big cats who were in recent contact with an asymptomatic zookeeper also started showing symptoms, such as dry cough. There have been a handful of reports pertaining to house pets contracting the virus from their owners in different parts of the world, such as in Wuhan, China. However, conservation experts are working to understand more about this issue, which could become problematic if it extends to other wildlife such as great apes and chimpanzees. To listen to the newscast or to learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.